United States Vice President Mike Pence has urged North Korea not to test President Donald Trump's patience during a visit to the Korean demilitarized zone. But North Korea's ambassador to the United Nations says his country is ready to react to what he calls any mode of war. As if tensions were not high enough already, the United States has put North Korea on notice. Vice President Mike Pence, on a tour of South Korea, has visited the demilitarized zone where North Korea meets South. As he looked out at the North, he reiterated the United States' support for the South.
I'm here to express the resolve of the people of the United States and the President of the United States to achieve that objective through peaceable means, through negotiations, but all options are on the table as we continue to stand shoulder to shoulder with the people of South Korea.
Mr. Pence has called on China to use its relationship with North Korea to calm the escalating nuclear tensions in the region. He says the time for what he calls strategic patience is over, and if China does not deal with the issue, the United States and its allies will take matters into their own hands. North Korea has shifted the onus back on the United States, saying it is abusing its authority. He accuses the Americans of double standards. North Korea's ambassador to the United Nations, Kim In-ryong, says the United States is reckless and its attack on a Syrian airfield was intended as a message to North Korea.
As everybody knows, nowadays the United States, without hesitations, perpetrated a military attack and threatened at a sovereign state while claiming the peace by strength. The recent U.S. massive missile attack on Syria that tells you well of it. The United States is disturbing and the global peace and the stability and insisting on the gangster-like logic that its invasion of the sovereign state is too decisive and just and proportionate.
The ambassador made it clear North Korea is preparing for war with America.
If the United States dared opt for the military actions, the crying out for preemptive attack and the removal of the headquarters, the DPRK is ready to react to any mode of war desired by the American. The prevailing grave situation proved once again DPRK was entirely just when it increased in every way its military capability for self-defense and a preemptive attack with a nuclear force at its pivot.
Neither side appears willing to back down, emphasizing that back in the United States, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says the United States' show of aggression is justified.
I don't think there's anybody in the world who would not believe that North Korea's actions are both provocative and a concern. So the actions that we're taking are extremely
appropriate
and justified.